A state Senate panel is weighing two very different options for keeping charter schools open long-term in Washington. But charter opponents say the state Supreme Court's ruling the schools are unconstitutional ought to be the final word. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has the story.
Sixth grader Cicely Johnson sat down at a microphone before the Senate Education Committee in a bright blue T-shirt with big white letters. Keep our schools open. Cicely goes to Destiny Charter Middle School in Tacoma. She was there to ask lawmakers for help.
It is important to help us now because we are running out of time to save charter schools, because when the students of the charter school go on break, their school will be shutting down. Then parents have to go through stress to get their student into another school.
If Cicely's talking about summer break, then she's probably right. The state cut off general education funding for charters. The Supreme Court said they couldn't receive it without the oversight of an elected school board. Lawmakers have come up with two ways of addressing that concern. One bill would change the funding source for charters from the general fund to a special lottery-funded account. A second bill would keep the funding the same, but only allow school boards to create charters and not the state. But David Spring with the Coalition to Protect Our Public Schools says neither bill would pass muster with the court.
Both bills are unconstitutional because they would divert millions of dollars away from public schools at a time that the legislature is already in contempt of court for failing to fully fund our public schools.
Also opposing both bills, the powerful Washington Education Association, the state's largest teachers union. But State School Superintendent Randy Dorn expressed his openness to finding a solution that keeps charters open permanently. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.